To write a great country song, they say, you need three chords and the truth. But these days, you may also need a few self-produced albums, a dozen social media accounts, and several thousand online fans before you can get anyone to listen to it. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story of how aspiring artists are trying to balance the increasing demands of social media.
Olivia Francis is sitting in an armchair in her Nashville apartment, hunched over a laptop. She's listening to herself on SoundCloud, a music distribution site.
It's a rainy day, smeared in gray, and I can't seem to catch
So you can look on here and see how many plays it's gotten and how many likes it's gotten.
Francis is 18 years old. She moved to Nashville last summer to propel her music career. This is the part of the job that surprised her because it has very little music involved.
I try and be everywhere I can because I don't know who's going to find my music. You know, anyone can find it at any time.
How many different social media networking sites are you on?
That's a really great question. So I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr.
Standard
Vine,
stuff for a
YouTube,
teenager these days.
Spotify,
but wait,
SoundCloud,
there's more.
Broadjam, Music X-Ray, Hit License, Google Play, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, and of course iTunes. And it's so hard to keep track of them all.
Not to mention her email listserv for hardcore fans, or her website, which she has to keep updated too. Frances spends about 2 hours a day managing her online persona. Even for the rest of us, keeping up with the growing number of social media platforms can be a burden, but it's usually an optional one. Frances believes her career as a young do-it-yourself artist depends on it.
Somebody goes, you know, on my website, let's say, and I forget to update my show schedule, and they want to see me at a show, I just lost a fan.
You need to be everywhere where your fans are.
But your fans are not everywhere, says Charles Alexander. He's a digital strategist for musicians. He says being in the right places can translate to success in real life, like selling more albums or tickets.
When you have about 5,000 people on your mailing list, you start to see needles move. On Facebook, for us, that's been in the 10,000 to 12,000 range. And on Twitter, even less. So if you have like 5,000 people on Twitter, we find that that does move the needle.
But Alexander is quick to point out, a like on Facebook only matters if it belongs to a real fan. And he says the best way to develop fans online is to focus on one social media platform you're really good at.
So if you're more of a visual artist, certainly you should be on YouTube. If you're much more confident in Instagram, you should do that first. If you're quick-witted, maybe Facebook and Twitter, more so Twitter, is your platform.
Not to bring every Nashville music story around to Taylor Swift, but Swift is one of the best examples of this. In 2008, the New York Times praised the then 18-year-old for her proficiency on MySpace. She would post homemade videos lip-syncing to pop songs or talking to her cat.
Hey, do you want to hang out today? You know, like watch a movie or go drive around or something.
Of course, that was back in the day when MySpace was the big music networking site. Now, dozens of others are vying for that title and more all the time. But Alexander says Taylor Swift's basic principle of focusing is still applicable. The alternative, trying to be everywhere, is just not productive.
What can happen is you're on a learning curve on so many platforms. And because it's just a finite amount of time, you sacrifice what you're doing creatively.
And musicians can't afford to sacrifice their creativity. Because in the music business, even tens of thousands of fans won't compensate for old school, raw talent. Jillian Jacqueline is singing in a studio on Music Row. She was signed last December by Steve Markland, an artist developer for Downtown Publishing Company. Markland says her social media presence was fine.
But not a presence that really got my attention. I was really just enamored with her voice and her songs. If I've got a lot of social media, but I don't have a great voice and I don't have songs, then I don't really have much of anything.
Still, he admits it's a balance. If they don't have anything going on online or any kind of fan base, well, that's a turnoff too. That balance of social media and music is something that 18-year-old Olivia Francis is still trying to perfect. She may have too many online accounts to keep track of, but for every hour she's online, she's spending several more performing or writing with other Nashville musicians. Although often the two collide. At the end of a songwriting session with guitarist Ben Potter, she pulls out her iPhone and asks to take a selfie.
Okay. Here we go.
She's gonna tweet it. Hashtag songwriters, hashtag Music City. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.